Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. So today I'm going to tell you about our emergency department-based patient navigator program, and I'm going to specifically get into some details about a study that we conducted recently. But I'm going to start by talking about our model, the education that the patient navigators provide, and then get into our lessons learned and our next steps. So in the last several years, emergency department visits have grown significantly, which has led to many complications associated with overcrowding, including compromised quality of care, increased cost, delayed treatment initiation, increased length of stay, and long wait times, among other challenges. In 2008, New York Presbyterian implemented a community-based patient navigator program with the goal of supporting patients who frequent the emergency department. To date, this program has served 52,000 patients, and it represents a partnership between our ambulatory care network department, our emergency departments, and community providers to whom we refer many of the patients. The patient navigators are bilingual. They represent the community that they serve, and they use a peer-based approach to sort of uncover some of the challenges that the patients are facing, as well as to provide education. And then they're members of our emergency department healthcare teams. Specifically, the patient navigators work with patients to help them understand how best to utilize the healthcare system. They have specific education around the importance of having a primary care provider, about how to get insurance, as well as the importance of attending their scheduled provider appointments. They connect the patients to an on-site insurance resource. They schedule follow-up appointments for the patients and also remind the patients of upcoming appointments. They will follow up to find out if the patient attended that appointment, and if they did not attend, they'll work with the patient to sort of figure out what were the obstacles, as well as to reschedule that appointment. And ultimately, they're there to support the patients and their families to best utilize our healthcare system. So in terms of the key activities, the patient is referred to the navigator by any member of the healthcare team. Once the patient is referred, the navigator will screen or basically have a conversation with the patient to understand what are the obstacles, why might this patient be frequenting the emergency department, do they have a primary care provider, do they have insurance, and then they will also schedule the appointments that I described before. Within one day of the patient leaving the emergency department, and I should add that the patient navigators do not work with patients who are admitted to the hospital, only the treat and release population. So within one day of that emergency department visit, the navigator will call the patient to ensure that the patient understands the discharge plan that they receive, to find out if they have any questions or if there are any challenges. And then they will call a few days before the scheduled appointment to remind them of the appointment and also to provide additional education if needed. And then, as I mentioned before, they'll contact the patient after the scheduled appointment to find out if they made it to the appointment, and if not, they'll either reschedule the appointment or help them overcome whatever obstacle they may be facing at the time. And then they use a teach-back method to ensure that the patient understands the education and all the information that they received. So now, just to give you a visual, I want to show you what the sort of a very brief look at the flow before the patient navigator program existed. And basically what I'm highlighting here is that the patient would come in, the patient is the gray person, and interact with the healthcare team. And after going through the whole emergency department flow, the healthcare team would determine if the patient was going to be sort of released and go home or if they would be admitted. A lot of times the patients were admitted because of social reasons or because the healthcare team didn't feel comfortable sending the patient home because they may or may not be associated with all the different resources or primary care that they need. And then it would be up to the patient to follow up and make their appointments and follow up with anything else that needed to happen. After the patient navigator program, the patient navigators are in pink, the patient navigators would intervene as part of the flow, and in the first stage they would find out what those obstacles might be and why they may be revisiting the emergency department. They would provide that culturally sensitive education that I mentioned below, and then they would also help the patient access health insurance, and any other resources they need. They would make referrals out into the community to our other community health worker program, to social work, or to community-based organizations. And then again, following that flow and repeating what I mentioned before, they would follow up with their discharge call, their reminder call, and their adherence call. So as you can see, it's a tremendous amount of support added to the patients in this setting. So now, just to give you some information about some research we conducted not too long ago, we wanted to get a better sense of the impact of this program on the patients who frequent the emergency department, and in particular look at their utilization patterns before and after they worked with the patient navigator. So we used clinical and administrative data, again looking 12 months before and 12 months after navigation for a specific time period. And then we also looked at primary care utilization, specifically associated with those primary care practices affiliated with our hospital, because those are the only ones for which we had this data. And then on the right are the characteristics of the population that we intervened with. So looking at the same sort of chart before and now looking at some of the process evaluation, you'll see that of the patients who sort of presented to the emergency department without a primary care provider, 91% had a primary care appointment upon discharge. And of those patients who had a scheduled follow-up appointment with primary care or specialty care, 77% of those patients attended that appointment. And then looking at utilization before and after the patient navigator intervention, you'll see that among higher utilizers, so those with six or more visits, there was a pretty significant decrease in ED utilization 12 months after the patient navigator worked with that patient. And now looking at the primary care visits, for adults and children, we saw an increase in primary care utilization for patients who interacted with the patient navigator program. So our main conclusions are that emergency department visits decreased by 36% among the highest utilizers after navigation, and the primary care visits increased by 80% for adults and 35% for children. And there were some limitations, a few of which were that the data sources were limited to the exported clinical administrative data that I mentioned before, as well as the patients who receive these services are systematically different than those who did not. I wanted to share a few quotes, first one from the patient and then also one from a member of the healthcare team, a provider in the emergency department. So this is the patient quote. It says, "This is to express my appreciation for excellent service rendered by one of your staff who coordinated her services from the emergency department, assisting me to get one of the best doctors my insurance could offer. She guided me through getting a referral from my primary care physician. The patient navigator had my work cut out for her because she gave me a personal organizer indicating all the contact references I needed to make. I had my appointment yesterday, and the patient navigator has called for feedback." And now from a member of our healthcare team, "I love the patient navigators. They are like having a well-connected friend who makes things happen. I can say the navigator will call you with confidence." And just to share a few of our lessons learned, having navigators who are effectively community health workers from the local community in that emergency department setting really lends itself to having a situation in which they're able to develop a relationship with a patient that's very different than the relationship that the clinical staff has with the patients. And through those conversations, they're really able to uncover what are some of the key obstacles sort of encouraging those repeat visits. Recruitment is essential, and I guess appropriate recruitment is essential, and we look for specific attributes in our candidates. We look for people who are well established and connected to their community, who are empathetic, who are open-minded, respectful, dependable, and these are just a few. We know that patient navigators could be the voice of the community in the clinical setting, and not just in the emergency department, but our navigators are involved in different committees throughout the hospital and really speak on behalf of the patients and help to share insights and the stories on behalf of the patients. And we know that this model is transferable to other settings and populations. As far as our next steps, we are in the process of launching our Center for Community Health Navigation at New York Presbyterian Hospital, which encompasses all of our patient navigator and community health worker efforts. The ones we call community health workers are the ones who are actually based in the community, and then the community health workers who are based in the emergency departments we call patient navigators. We are implementing this model I described today at our Cornell and Lower Manhattan emergency departments. We're expanding this model to support new populations, and we're also bringing the navigators into our primary care settings to provide the emergency department perspective. It's amazing because you would think that the providers really know what happens to their patients when they go to the emergency department or that they're alerted, but we found through our own system that that's not always the case. So to have the voice of the emergency department in the primary care setting really provides that insight and allows, you know, that interaction to happen, which has been very helpful. And then we're also expanding and enhancing our training curriculum. Thank you.